Hello, and welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Amanda Hankel, and I'm a contributing editor for Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with the author of the July 2012 cover story, Learning to Fish. Kimball Bullington is an associate professor at Middle Tennessee State University. His article discusses career excellence diagrams, a new approach to the fishbone diagram that can be used to create desired results in career development by identifying causes that will ultimately lead to success. Thanks for taking the time to talk about some of the ideas in the article, Kimball.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So your 2P article discusses the use of career excellence diagrams, which are modified versions of fishbone diagrams, to help plan and develop career goals. Can you tell listeners more about what career excellence diagrams are and how they compare to the traditional fishbone diagram that most quality professionals are familiar with? How are the diagrams specifically geared toward career development and planning?
Sure. Career excellence diagrams use fishbone diagrams, but in a non-typical manner. A recent survey of 200 articles about cause and effect diagrams revealed that over 190 of the applications were problem solving. That is, the effect in the cause and effect diagram was a problem or negative characteristic. Career excellence diagrams are used to create a positive career outcome rather than eliminate career negatives. The application of fishbone diagrams to careers is unusual also. The combination of a positive application of fishbone diagrams to career excellence is unique. It is also, I think, non-trivial. Have you noticed the difference between sports teams who play to avoid losing rather than play to win? The difference is often the difference between competence and championships, between mediocrity and excellence. The focus on creating a positive outcome, excellence, is significant. First imperative in using career excellence diagrams is the definition of career excellence. Have we gotten specific with our goals? Most of my students have not. If not, then we are like Alice in Wonderland. If we don't know where we are going, any road will do. The standard categories in fishbone diagrams are important because they are systemic. That is, they reflect a systemic view. The categories of the career excellence diagram are modified from standard fishbone categories to better reflect causes of career excellence while still reflecting a systemic view.
So did you personally develop the concept of the career excellence diagram, or how did you learn about this tool?
The career excellence diagram is the product of a long-term effort to use Ishikawa diagrams to create positive outcomes. A QA colleague of mine, Glenn Eddy, and I used fishbones as the foundation for process specifications. That is, we used them to identify the causes that would create excellent processes. The career excellence diagram came from those roots and was spurred by an article by Clayton Christensen entitled, How Will You Measure Your Life? Now in book form. He challenged his students to spend their best thinking on their lives, not just their work. Even though I have entitled these diagrams career excellence diagrams, they could be thought of as life excellence diagrams. I also want to encourage systemic thinking in my students and readers about how they will make a difference, how they will create excellence.
Okay. Now, you wrote in the article that a lot of college students you teach at the undergraduate and graduate level haven't really envisioned their future or plan their career in the long term at all. Why do you think that is? And how did seeing this trend in your students motivate you to develop and teach them the career excellence diagram for career planning?
Well, Amanda, first of all, I have to say that I don't know for sure that the trends I see are trends everyone sees, but we have seen an increasing trend in students who have very little work experience outside of the academic environment. I believe we also have seen students who increasingly have believed that there was some sort of social contract that implied the possession of a college degree guaranteed them meaningful, fulfilling employment. Some students see their future career as some sort of right contingent upon the successful completion of college or a graduate degree, and I'm not assuming that. I have heard students say that. I'm happy to be able to try to change their thinking in that regard. I teach operations management and supply chain management. However, the lack of experience of most of the students makes it difficult for them to relate to many of the typical industries of operations or quality assurance. By applying one of the basic tools of performance excellence or quality improvement to their career planning, I'm able to get them to use the tool seriously and to see it for the powerful tool that it is. That leads to personal applications of other improvement tools as well.
Okay. So do you have any stories about any of your students who have used this tool, and what were their eventual outcomes?
Well, just this week, a former and current student told me he had created a performance excellence plan and used it to apply for promotion. We haven't heard the results for that, but I'm anxious to hear. I like to hear these stories. Other students have told me they have modified their goals significantly, actually chosen new careers because of this exercise, and that is very humbling.
Mm-hmm. And you used your own career as an example in some of the career excellence diagrams in the article. How has this tool helped your career?
Well, on at least one occasion, I've been promoted because I had a plan for performance excellence ready when a position became available. The career excellence diagrams make planning easier for me. More recently, the use of career excellence diagrams has made clear to me alternative career paths for the future. In the second career publishing and writing I discuss in the article, the career excellence diagrams helped me to revive a stalled product by identifying a few key activities that needed to happen. I'm excited by the change in my career and my attitude after employing these diagrams.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for someone looking to develop their own career excellence diagram, can you offer some tips or advice for setting it up to get the results that you want?
Sure. I suggest that a user try creating a personal SWOT analysis first. The internal assessment of strengths and weaknesses and the external scan of opportunities and threats may affect the effect in the career excellence diagram. It helps you to put meat on the bones, if you will. Spend significant time defining what you really want to accomplish. Use the CDAC process, a cause and effect diagram with the addition of cards. That is, write down potential causes, one per sticky note, and stick them to the wall. After you've exhausted that, then start with a set of standard cause categories, such as the one given in the article, and try to populate the bones of the fish. If some of the causes don't fit, step back and look and see if you can come up with other categories and then modify those.
And, you know, finally, why is it important for not only students, but all quality professionals to develop and plan their career for the future?
My own career path has been very varied. I majored in petroleum engineering as an undergraduate. Here I am teaching in College of Business. I've gotten oil out of the ground, made bathtubs, ensured the quality of a new product development effort, managed supply chains, taught business students. I am not doing what I thought I'd be doing as an undergraduate, which is true of most quality professionals I know. Famous American philosopher Mike Tyson once said, "Everybody has a plan until they get hit." Well, we all get hit, and plans have to be changed. I still believe there's real value in planning. We can't wait around for someone else to do it for us. Why wouldn't we adapt the tools we know to be proven, solid, system-based tools of performance excellence to the improvement of our own careers? We plan our improvements at work. Let's plan the improvements of our career. Let's learn to fish so we can provide for ourselves. It just makes sense.
Definitely, for sure. Well, thanks again, Kimball, for spending some time today talking about the article. Really appreciate it. And again, you can find the feature article, Learning to Fish, in the July 2012 issue of Quality Progress magazine, as well as at our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Amanda Hankel of Quality Progress magazine, and thanks for listening.